Good morning, Rabbi Isai. Ah! Lili Nishmas, Imi Mirosi, Ruspas Mordechai. Ve'akodosh Baruch Hu Matzileinu. Matzileinu. Ve'akodosh Baruch Hu Matzileinu, Matzileinu, Me'avodah. Rabbosai. So if you're in Chutz Laretz and you're unaware of what is happening, so most of the people here, it's a tremendous chus to see you here this morning. Most of the Olam didn't sleep much last night. I don't know about you. I got home last night at midnight, approximately midnight. There was a beautiful Olam. 30 people came for the 11 o'clock shiur, knowing that there are missiles on the way. They already knew at that time there were missiles on the way, and we had shiur. Then you go on the news, you want to see what's going on. They're on the way. They're coming closer. They're getting shot down over Jordan, this, that. We went to sleep. I went to sleep at about 1:30. At 2 o'clock in the morning, there's a big explosion overhead. So we ran outside. I took this video. I'm only showing part of it. I'll let you hear part of it because the rest of it might be a little bit embarrassing to my wife, even the first part. But I want to show just the sheer fear of the Noshim Tzidkaniyos who live here. Maybe don't play it so loud. I took this video myself. The two videos I took myself. Here we go. Here, guys, it's up here. Okay. That's one. And this is also from the porch. This is just me and my son.
I missed it.
Did you miss it? It's right above our house. It's all over Israel.
It's crazy. They said 2 o'clock. They're right on the dot.
2 a.m.
Oh, wow.
So if you notice, Rabbosai,
wake up the neighbor.
When I was by Reb Shmuley Bornstein in his house, he had a picture of Reb Meir Shapiro and a picture of the Chassam Sofer. He's a big fan of the Chassam Sofer.
There is more. So that's a plane?
I don't want to go back, but if you look, you'll see on my porch, I have two pictures. I have one of Reb Meir Shapiro and one of Reb Shmuley. It's there. Here, it's coming down. You can see his head on the bottom. Here we go. That was not on purpose, but fine. That being said, we are supposed to do a raffle right now, and we have everything ready. Avrami told me that it's ready. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's the appropriate thing to do at this particular time. So we'll have to just push it off until things calm down. How many names do you have up there? Do you know? How? What?
2,500
entries. Are you really ready to do a raffle if you want to do a raffle this second? What? You did one? You did one like a mock? Oh, you turned it off. Okay. So the kids said, no, we're not going to do one now. I don't think it's the right thing at this moment. I apologize. No, we'll just lock it in as is now. We'll just do it at a different time. Tonight is a special night. It's Avi Kamiansky's first chasana, his son Zevi.
Yeah.
No.
Shoma Yore Yehuda.
One of a kind. And he's here this morning. I know he did it. Did you sleep last night? How much did you sleep?
2 hours.
Did anybody sleep more than 2 hours here? Did you even know about what was going on? They slept like babies through the whole thing. Givaldik. You know, something that could have been very awkward. Your sister was sleeping by my house with her husband. We had to wake them up and they come out. The pajamas, hocking, you know, to be in the same amad is not so gishman. Baruch Hashem, not a single siren here in Beit Shemesh. I think in the rest of our Yisrael, Yerushalayim did have, and Yerushalayim had sirens. Although these missiles were flying pretty close, there was not. They didn't feel it was a danger for us over here. So the way, again, just as a schedule, we could plan as much as we want. Doesn't mean that something's going to happen. But the plan is tonight at 8 o'clock here in the Beis Medrash, Daf Mem Zayin in English. And then at 9 o'clock, Daf Mem Zayin in Hebrew. The chuppah for the Kamianskis is before Shkia. So I'm hoping to be there for the chuppah, leave, give two shirim, then Bezer Hashem go back there. This is all planned. I have a flight a few hours afterwards to America. It doesn't look very good. So I might, listen, if that flight is canceled, I might just cancel the Daf Mem Zayin shir. Then I don't have to give it early. I could just give it tomorrow. Okay, so that's, I'm just throwing it out there. Be open for this.
Canceled, you're going to go to America. I'm just going to stay here.
If my flight is canceled, I'm going to stay.
But you're going that direction.
Right? Worst comes to worst, I'll give the shir twice.
In America, got it.
Same jokes and everything. No, we're cutting out some jokes today. Not a whole lot of jokes. Ashi, what are you laughing about? I didn't even say a joke yet.
Because Hashem loves us.
Oh.
Because Hashem is protecting us.
Oh, Givaldik. Ashi, you know what? Let's switch. You sit here, I go over there. I'll laugh at your jokes today. You're saying more, you're
joke.
Saying better than I'm saying.
He's saying jokes.
He's saying MS. And that's why he's laughing. He's laughing at Iran. They said 300 missiles and not a single one, Baruch Hashem. Okay. Welcome back, Zevi. Send regards to Mati. If you weren't here last night, the Belskis this year donated $20,000 worth of chairs. These are the cost. We had a quote of over $20,000. $20,000. Mati himself raised, I want to say, close to $70,000 for the campaign. So the whole Belsky family close to $100,000 this year. Zevi said that he's going to fill in the gap, whatever's missing, to the 100.
Just kidding.
All right, let's learn some Torah. You're having a very good shmacka, huh?
Depends if I can get home to some more chance.
Are you by yourself with the mishpacha?
Myself.
By yourself. You could join Avi's partners also by himself, and his family doesn't know if he's going to be there for Pesach or not. Great times, Rabbosai. But the daf continues as usual. It's unbelievable that the Olam is here, but seriously, I have to be here, I have to give a shir. But you guys, sleeping after 2 hours, kol hakavod, because Baruch Hu loves you. Omer HaPapa, we're holding fire lines in the bottom of Memheyom with Beis. Oh, we got to do sponsors. Correct. Thank you. The Masech is sponsored by Anonymous for the safe and speedy return of all the hostages. The Parnas HaChodesh, Refuah Shleima, Limelech Ben Tzipora, Parnas HaChodesh, Linishma Zecharia, Ben Moshe, Linishma Zecharia, Bas Yosef, Parnas HaChodesh, Aaron Freyman, it should be a schus, to rebelli, for continuing to have the Shema and teaching Torah to Klai Yisrael. Amen. Parnas HaChodesh, Yosef Ben Chai Yisara, for the chusim that come from supporting Limelech Torah. Parnas HaChodesh, Ben Yomin Rosenfeld, for Atzloch in business and all my endeavors. Parnas Hayoyim, happy birthday to Asher Zelik Farkovitz, Mami, Tati, and Yisrael Dov. Parnas Hayoyim, brain intact, unleash your full potential, should be Zoich of the Nachas Kedusha, and tremendous success in all my endeavors. Art of the month, anonymous for the schus, for an easy childbirth, for his daughter, and a healthy baby. So, Omar HaPapa. Afilu lemando Omar ein matbeya na'ase chalipin. There are two parts of chalipin. So let's do this. Okay, first, we'll start with this. This is the pasuk. Sholaf ish naloi. This is how chalipin works. That's fine. Zevi, I need you here. This is a real shoe. This is your shoe. And let's see. I have this. Okay. Here's an orange. You want the orange. So give me the shoe. I go like this. I'm kind of this, and you are kind of lifted up, so it's in the frame. Okay. I took your shoe. That's what the Torah says to do. The Navi. I take your shoe, and therefore you acquire this right off. You don't even have to take it. this becomes yours just sitting over here. By me going like this, this becomes yours. Now, we had a machlokes last night. Rav and Levi, Chad Omar, Matbea Nasa Chalipin, Chad Omar, Imatbea Nasa Chalipin. So it goes like this. Here, you take the, now, give me this. So if I go like this, instead of a shoe, if I lift these coins over here, or here, this is better. This is yours, give that to me. If I go like this, does this orange become his? If he gives me a shoe, that's in the pasuk. That's how it works. What if he gives me a coin? We had a machloikis, Rav and Levi, whether or not this works. Now we're talking about something else completely. It's the same, but very different. It's afilu leman da'omer eimat ben asa chalipin, says Rav Avi. Even if this does not work, by me taking this from him, he does not acquire this orange. Me'evadu d'lovet chalipin. It doesn't work, you're right. Iknuyim miknu b'chalipin. However, if I have this bag of money, instead of the orange, it's money. Now, could I take the shoe and go like this? And this bag of money becomes his. Two different things. Before we're talking about instead of a shoe, it's money. He's using money to do the chalipin. Over here, I'm saying, could the object that we're trying to transfer, could that be transferred even to this other person? Says Rav Papa, yes. Aknuyim miknu b'chalipin. Again, afilu madoma ein madbein as chalipin. Even according to madoma, that I cannot use this coin instead of a shoe. Mevedu deloy avet chalipin. You're right; it doesn't work for chalipin. Iknuyim miknu b'chalipin. But I could transfer money to somebody else through the kinyan of chalipin. By me lifting up the shoe, this bag of money will be transferred to. What's the difference if I transfer an orange or a bag of money? Now, the Gemara is going to tell us Rav Papa retracted this. It's not even true. So it's a big chiddush. You're saying, what's the chiddush? Wow, it's just, what's the difference? What I transfer? Yes, it doesn't work. It doesn't work. Even Rav Papa said it doesn't work. Now, what's the Gemara's raya? Me did I have a peiriler of Nachman, just like fruit, according to Rav Nachman. Peiriler of Nachman, lav avagav dinu lo yavdi chalipin. Where's the orange? You have orange? No, here. This does not work according to Rav Nachman. If he gives me a fruit, it doesn't work. Why? Because the Torah says shoe. And it must be a shoe or a kli, and a fruit is not a kli. So this does not work as the object of transfer. At a wedding, what does the Rosh Hashiva usually do? He gives you a pen. He gives you a yarmulke. It's a kli. He gives some sort of, but not a fruit. He won't give you a fruit. So let me ask you something. According to Rav Nachman, he cannot give me a fruit to transfer. But what if there's a box of fruit that I want to give him? And we're doing chalipin with, let's say, a sock. Here, got a sock. You need a sock? Give it to me. Does this work? Does the fruit go to him? Yes. He's just saying, Rav Nachman says, you can't use this instead of a sock. He can't use this instead of a pen, a yarmulke. But for me to transfer to him a box of fruit, of course it works. Oh, so if a box of fruit works, then a box of money also works. What's the difference? Right? So not to get confused, there's two parts of chalipin. One is the object that we're using to create the kinyan, and one is the merchandise that I want to convey to the other person. Koine and nikna. Okay, koine and nikna. That could be even more confusing. But for those who understand koine and nikna, say it in English.
Buy and bought.
Okay, buy and bought.
Subject and object.
That's even better. Subject and object. I like that. The subject and object. Says the Gemara. Mida have a peiriler of Nachman. Peiriler of Nachman. Lav avagav di'inu lo yavdi chalipin. According to Rav Nachman, you cannot use an orange. You can't use any fruit to the object. They're not the object over here. They're not. You cannot buy with it. Aknuy miknu chalipin, but they can be bought. So too, currency, coins, there's no difference. You cannot use the coin instead of a pen, instead of a yarmulke. But you could, here, the chassan is telling the kala, I'm going to give you money during our life together. So he's conveying money that becomes the, I don't know, okay, fair, I'm confused. That's the object, the other one's not that. Fine, you could sell stuff with it. Okay, says the Gemara, here's a Mordekasugya, Beisvei. So we're talking about Meiser Sheni. And when I keep on talking about Meiser Sheni, keep on showing this thing, but I never say the whole story. That in years 1, 2, 4, 5, a person has to, I did show this, but we have to continue. There's another very, very important piece over here. The piece is that when a person cannot carry all this fruit, so he transfers all the Kedusha of the fruit, it's too heavy for him, he transfers it into a coin. Okay? He transfers the Kedusha into a coin. Is that it? Is that the Siri? Just lower the volume, it's fine. It's not bad. So if you transfer the Kedusha into the coin, that works. I have $100 worth of fruit, I put into $100 worth of coin. Is that it? No. Just give Shmack a shit. Just, you know what, maybe turn off the phone. Just time another Eitzah. Hashmini is Kerlech, he's saying. You heard that? He wants to be heard. Givaldik. Okay. You gotta add 25%. Whatever the amount of money that you're transferring, you have to add another 25%. Now that could add up to a lot of money, obviously. If a person has thousands of trees, this is what he does for a living, and he has 10% he brings up to Meiser Sheni, and now he gets penalized for bringing the money up to Yerushalayim, he has to add another 25%. There's a way out, very similar to Mechiras Chametz, and there's actually Mishnayos that tell you how to do this. It's a trick, it's trickery, and you're getting out of the 25%. How do you do it? Basically, the Torah says, "V'im goyel yigal ish mimas roy." It has to be your meiser, and if it's your meiser, chamishisa yosef olav, you add 25%. 20% when you're done, 25% to begin with. But it says mimas roy. If it's not your meiser, if it's your father's, your child, and you want to save your father the 25%, you redeem the meiser for your father. If you redeem it for your father, if you're my friend, and you see I'm about to incur this 25% loss, so you go ahead and you redeem it for me. You do the redemption, and later on, I'll give you the money behind the table. It's literally like similar, not. But the idea is similar to Mechiras Chametz. Everybody says, how can you do it? It's wrong. You're giving it to the guy, you don't really mean it. Here, it's in the Mishnayos, the Tanoim said how to do it. There's a way to do it. There's two ways to do it, really. There's one way that Zev. Whew. I was sure it was Zevi, by the way. There's one way that Zev uses his money. Wow, that's short-term memory there. Unbelievable. Zev uses his money and transfers the Kedusha of my fruit without even telling me. He doesn't have to tell me. The Kedusha of my fruit goes into his wallet, into his money. Now, what if he doesn't have money on him? I'm traveling up and I say, oh, Zev, here's a guy I can trust. He's a guy I can trust. So what do? I take all my fruit, take my 10% fruit, and I give it to him as a gift. Then I use my money and I redeem his gift. That's tricky, should be tricky. That's already trickier than the first one. What's better? What looks less tricky? When I have the fruit and he just does a redemption for me. But if I take all my fruit, my 10%, I give it to him as a gift. It's a gift, you know, again a gift. I'm going to take it right back from him eventually. So I give him all my fruit as a gift. Then I use my money to redeem his fruit. And when it's his fruit, I don't have to give 25%. I just give the actual value. He has $100 worth of fruit, $1 million worth of fruit. I take $1 million and then I don't have to give the $250,000 penalty.
The fruit that you're giving is Meiser Sheni?
Yeah.
You're giving it as a present?
I'm giving my $1 million worth of Meiser Sheni. I give it to Zev Belsky. Then once you have it in your possession, I take my $250,000. It's a lot of money here. I'm trying to save the $250. I take it and I redeem. No, I'm sorry. I take $1 million and I redeem your $1 million worth of fruit, but I save myself $250,000 added penalty on top of the $1 million.
How could you redeem his fruit?
Everybody could redeem anybody's. Exactly. That's why I said a son could redeem a father, a friend could redeem a friend.
So
yes.
Favor,
yeah, I could take. Yes. I could. Same. No, I'm doing myself a favor. It's my fruit.
But it's not. It's his.
Halachically, it says it's Mechiras Chametz.
You have Shtar?
No, we have an understanding. It's wink, wink, that I'm giving him $1 million worth of fruit, but he obviously is going to give it right back to me. He knows I'm not a nice guy like that. I'm not giving him $1 million worth of fruit. Why am I doing it? To save myself the $250,000 worth of Maisa Sheni. Then I have the wrong friend. I pick my right. I know who my friends are. What do you think? I really, exactly. I picked certain people. You know what? I did it for him last year, and he's doing it for me this year. I did it for him yesterday. He does for me this. It's just a trick. It's called a mechira.
Harama.
It's harama. Harama, so he trick. That's harama and trick is the same word. Now, let's see inside. Rabbi said the story gets more interesting. This guy loses his clothes. It's very, very interesting. Nobody cared when I said that. The guy is standing clothesless. You're going to see in a second. It's get Imam Shemari the story. Meiser. Hoya Oymed Begoyrin. He's there in the threshing floor. He doesn't have money. So what are the two options? If he has money, he could give the money to his friend as a gift, and his friend will redeem it for him. But he doesn't have money. So Zev, here, all my fruit are yours. And then he says, I have money at home. I don't have money with me in my wallet, but I have money at home. And the money at home, it's going to redeem the fruit that I just gave you. I'm doing my friend a favor. I'm redeeming his fruit. Okay? Bye-bye. Now, wait a minute. Why don't I just give my money at home to Zev? Why am I giving him the fruit? The money that I have in my closet, I'm conveying it to Zev. How could I do that? With Chalipin. I take Zev's yarmulke, I go like this. The money in my closet doesn't have to be here. It could be anywhere in the world. Belongs to him. Now that he has that money that belongs to him, he'll redeem my Maaser Sheni with that money. Why do I have to take all my fruit and give it to Zev? Now, the way to take money from my closet and give it is better halachically. It looks less of a harama. It looks less of trickery. Inside. Taima, the ain't be other mice. It's because I don't have money on me. If he does have money, says no, the money is here. Sorry, so maybe that's a little bit of a mistake. Zev should do a meshicha uparik. The hachi adif. Okay, so if the money was here, we could do meshicha. Then he gets the money, and then he redeems it. Uparik, he'll redeem it. The hachi adif. This is a better way of doing it. Says Raj, you want to see Raj? Raj says an interesting lashon of it's not so much harama. Da'achi adif says Rashi, like 6-7 lines down. Sheina niris arma kolkach. This trickery and this trickery. This is serious trickery. Lipader min achoymash. It's a shtick with a trick, and this is a shtick. Okay, whatever you want to call it, shtick, a double shtick. This is a double shtick. First, I convey him all the fruit, then I take money out of my own pocket and I do him a favor. I redeem his fruit. Okay, it's a little bit much. Davalei Nachri, because at the end of the day, Zev is a stranger here. He doesn't own any of this. But so what if I don't have the money over here in front of me? So it wasn't a mistake what I said. It's not. So if I say that matbeya, that I could convey a box of money through Chalipin, Nikdulei Mois Lehech, Agav Sudo Vilifroik, let Zev acquire all this money that I have in a different place, in the bank, let's say, in a different country, in Chicago, my money in Chicago should go to Zev here in Eretz Yisrael and Ramat Shemesh, through a Kenyan of Chalipin. So what do you see? The Chalipin doesn't work for money. How come I can't convey my money to him? Because it doesn't work through Chalipin. What other ways do we know that it could work? If I want to give you money, I have money in Chicago, I want to give it to you, Noam. How do I get it to you? There's no wires in those days. So something called Kinyan Agav, we know. Kinyan Agav. Ask the Gemara. Niknulei Mois Leich Agav Sudur. No, sorry. V'dilezer Sud. Oh, sorry. Niknulei Mois Leich Agav Sudur V'lifroik. So Gemara says, no, that's not a good raya. Dilezer Sudur. Perhaps he doesn't have clothing. Now, obviously, he's talking about he doesn't have any clothing. Because let's say he's wearing clothes, and he doesn't have a suit to go like that. That's not a problem. You just have to go like this. You just have to grab on. If I go like this to Zev, that's enough. I don't have to give him something. It doesn't have to be loose. It can be on me, and Chalipin works. So Gemara says he doesn't have clothing. He came to the threshing floor without clothing. Not only that, the other guy's also without clothing. It's a matzav. What?
How they do chalipin.
That's the point. There's no chalipin. Where it says, you know why you can't do chalipin? It's because the lesli suder. That's why there is no chalipin. As the Gemara, v'nikminu nahale agav karka. So here we have kinyan agav that we learned in Kiddushin. It works like this. So kinyan agav means all I need to do is give you a little tiny drop of my real estate. It could be the size of a pinhead. And because you own that piece of real estate, you also get movable objects with it, like cats, washing machines, stuff like that. So it goes together. Kinyan agav, together with, or this famous one that we did, this has funny noises. Huh? I don't think so. It was a mashu we learned. Even kimachat, huh? Okay? Not today. Too much litzanas today. Nigdinu na'ali agav karka. I'm pretty sure we learned it was like the machat. Yeah, I think it was Mamish Mefurish in the Gemara or something. Nigdinu na'ali what? Yeah. Shamshi says, yeah. Nigdinu na'ali agav karka. Teles the karka. Listen, the guy doesn't have any clothing, so obviously he doesn't have real estate. He has nothing. Oh, v'oymed b'garin k'tani, but it says he has a threshing floor. B'garin chen shalai. He's using somebody else's. Says the Gemara, for real? The Ikhbal Tani, tell me, this is all halacha. That how do I get out of the 25%? It's only halacha for a person. And how do I do it? The Mishnah says, I give you my fruit, and then I'm able to redeem it with the money I have somewhere else. So you told me this is all halacha for two people that are unclothed. That's the only reason I need it. Because if they have clothes, then you could do with kinyan chalipin. I don't have to, I could take, give you my money with kinyan chalipin. I don't have to give you my fruit. It's much better for me to give you my money. And once you have my money, you use that money to redeem my fruit. Instead of me giving you my fruit and me redeeming it. That we said is shtick trick. Instead of just shtick. Says Gemara. V'ich batana la'ashmin gaver artiloi. An unclothed person, the leslay, v'loi klum. He has nothing. He doesn't have real estate. He doesn't have clothing. And not only him, the other guy also. It's a weird story. It doesn't make sense that the Mishnah would talk about such a story. Elav, Shmamira, Eimat Be'a, Nikna B'chalipin, what do you see here? The reason why the Mishnah doesn't give us the idea that the owner of the fruit should convey his money to his friend through Chalipin, because Eimat Be'a, Nikna B'chalipin, it doesn't work. You cannot, this cannot be the object. You cannot sell money through Chalipin. Not only can you not use money to make the chalipin, to use this instead of a pen at a wedding, but you cannot even give over a friend money through chalipin. It has to be done through other things, through agav or something. Ein matbea nikne b'chalipin, shmamino. Says the Gemara of Av Rapop Bar Dabei Yishino, Rapop himself retracted, because Rapop is the one that came up with this halacha five lines from the bottom of Mem Hayamud Beis. He's the one that said, even though you cannot use this as the kli for chalipin, but you could, just like you could do, he said, a svara. If I could convey a whole box of oranges, I could convey a whole box of money. And he says, no, you can't. How do I know you retracted? The Rapop Avalei Trace Alfei Dinore Bechuzoi. We just had this Gemara recently in Baba Kama, Daf Kuf Dalet, not so long ago. Rapop was owed 12,000 dinar. Rapop was a very wealthy Amira. He used to sell beer for a living, and he had a lot of money. This guy owed him 12,000 dinar. So he gave over this money, all the 12,000 dinar, to his friend Rav Shmuel through the kinyan of agav. Here, it goes like this. Here's his house. It says, Marna Goyner of Papa. Okay, fine. He gave Rav Shmuel the red area. So what happened is like this. Rav Shmuel is going to Chizai. So Rav Papa says, listen, you're going to be there? Do me a favor, pick up my 12,000 dinar. Okay, the problem is that if he gets to Bei Chizai, the guy in Bei Chizai says, I'm not giving it to you because you're going to claim that it got robbed, it got stolen, it got lost, and then Rav Papa is going to come back to me for another 12,000. So Rav Papa said, okay, I have an idea. The 12,000 is yours. So when you go and pick up the money, as soon as he gives you the money, it's yours. And you hear this, Reb Nachman? This trust over here. This trust. It's not, Rav Shmuel understands, it's not his 12,000. He's going to have to come and give it to Rav Papa. How did he convey him the 12,000 dinar that in somebody else's house in Beit Hazai? Through giving him the doorstep, some area over there next to the door, that red area. Why didn't Rav Papa just go like this with a sudar? Go like this here. You Zev, take it, lift it up. Now all that money Beit Hazai becomes yours. Because Rav Papa is retracted. He says it doesn't work for money. You can't do chalipin on money. He would give, right. Well, yeah, he's Rav Papa in this case. Yeah. Says the Gemara. You mamish think I'm such a bad guy, but I want to be Rav Papa. Please. What? It's much more complicated. Now you're giving away some of your real estate. For the rest of his life, that little part, he has to step over. He doesn't have a shush to step on that as he walks in this house. No, it's like, why would you give out? Why would you use agav? You could just do the simplest. How come at a wedding they don't use agav? How come tonight Zevi's not going to do agav? Take a pen, go like this, Shalom Yisrael, Kinyan over. Agav, I see that you have to write down a shtar and this. I don't know how it works, Kinyan agav. How do I convey to you a small piece of karka? How? I'm sure it has to be with. It has to be documented. Eidim, this, that. It's a mess.
He did agav,
and he holds that sudr doesn't work.
Thank you.
What?
He did documentation.
Of course.
Oh.
Because he had no choice.
He didn't want to do
it. He has no choice. He has no choice.
No.
Says the Gemara.
Not on the 12th.
Get it. It's all one part of one deal.
Oh. 12,000 is a trust deal. The shtar is for the doorstep.
The doorstep is for real. The money is fake. And there's wink wink, and he has to give him back the money one day. He also nofak la'api atova. Says the Gemara that Rav Papa, and this is very interesting. We have to understand what this means exactly. Rav Papa went out to greet him. He was so happy. Simcha, Rashi says. He went out to greet him. I don't know if it's Rashi here. Rashi over there, I think, says Simcha, no? Not here. Over there. Look in the Likuti Rashi for a second. Sameach. Shehevi loy ma'oisov. Rashi says, okay. Bekitzer, what's the big simcha? Because you could say, not only is time money, but money is time. When you have money, you can learn more Torah. You don't have to work. Money is time. Yeah, do mitzvahs. Be support. Okay. Says Gemara Bechein Omar Ulo Eid Matben. I want to pause here for a second. My very, very good friend, Reb Noam Fix, worked really, really hard. I and many of you won't be zoicha to do this in our lifetime, to write a sefer. I don't think I'll ever write a sefer. It's not something in my...
I'll write it for you, though.
Ooh. Money is time. If you have the money, you can pay somebody to do it for you. But it's not the same thing. If you're half the price of his, yes. Anyway. Well, it doesn't count. Somebody write. I could also. It's really Bornstein's son just got engaged. Yeah. Mazel tov. The one I met him at the house over there. Wow, beautiful. Gidi Franco. Mazel tov, Shrilly. What's his name? Tzvi? What was his name? Unbelievable. Okay. Mazel tov, Reb Shrilly. Mazel tov. Mazel tov to your son. Zoicha. What? Menashe. You know what, Reb Shrilly? I will fly in for Bracha Achrita. Nothing less. I want to say something. You know what? I'm online here. I want to make a macha a little bit of macha. I was gonna leave Rip Shrilly a message. I'll say Barabim here. In Mishpacha magazine, somebody Mendy came over to me and says, "You know, you're in Mishpacha magazine." I read the magazine. I didn't even notice it. But okay, there's a picture of me and Rip Shrilly. The picture that we took when it says over there that I came to his house to ask him to make a video for the campaign. Sheker. When I came to his house, I came just to see him. I had no inkling, not even a shemitz of a havamina to ask him for something like that. Nothing. Tomer came in after me and he said, "You know what? Why don't you do a video?" And I felt uncomfortable. I said, "You know what? Okay, well, he's already asked for it. We'll do it." But ikir chosav and asever. I came to meet Reb Shrilly. That's why I came. I didn't even think about behemoth. No havamina. So they know why I came. He said, "Because he came to ask for a video of." Yes, we took a video and it was, okay, fine. But that was afterwards. That wasn't the reason. V'chein omar ulo. V'chein omar, let's go. Ein matbea nasa chalipin. What does this mean, Rabboisai? Is anybody holding with me over here? What is ein matbea nasa chalipin? Going back to the beginning. You cannot use a coin instead of a pen, instead of a yarmulke. We're not talking about conveying objects here. We're talking about the kli, the instrument to do the chalibin. You cannot use a coin for that. Three Amorim say this. V'chein omer Ulaim ha-ben Nasachilim, v'chein omer Asim ha-ben Nasachalibin, v'chein omer Rabbi Rebchan omer Rabbi Yoichin on Rabbi Yoichin says, Eid ma-ben Nasachalibin. Eizmei Rabbi Abba le-Ula. So Rabbi Abba asks, Ula, ha-rei sh'ayu chambar, v'upay alav tovin oisim ha-shok. Beautiful sugi here, simple, but ha-gdama to Perekei Zuneshev. And this is just to go to show you, it's not that complicated. But last night, I could tell you that people were getting, it's not complicated, serious, it's not complicated. It's geschmack also, it's business, this, that. People were confused there. In just a simple Hilchas Ribbis. Very simple. You unfortunately bump into your employees who you didn't pay. It's not good when that happens. So he feels uncomfortable. Give me, he looks at the change, he's right by the change guy, he says, give me one dinner, let me take the dinner, and I'll pay them off. And what am I going to give you instead of that? Not only am I going to give you a dinner, you're going to give me 100, I'm going to give you back 103. Rabbi says, is that ribbis or not? Everybody says, yes, you're all wrong. It's not ribbis. Why is it not ribbis? Ribbis is when, let's see in a second. So, im yeshli mois mutter. If this balabas, this employer, has that money to cover in his house, it's mutter. Vim lav also, if he doesn't have the money, it's also. Oh. So maybe everybody here in the room thought that he's trying to borrow and pay back at a later time. But if it's on the at the same time, you give me 100 and I pay you 103 that I have in my house, but you get it right now, this moment, that's not ribbis. Ribbis is you're paying for borrow for time. Agernater. You're paying to extend, to lend me this money for a while and then I pay you. That's not what's happening. Over here, this is a mechira. This is a sale. I am buying 100 for 103. Why? Because that's how I want to do it. I like your 100. You want my 103. Let's do a switch right now. That's not ribbis. Ask the Gemara of Yisro, g'day doch imad b'anas chalipin. But if a coin cannot create chalipin, the Gemara understood, here's my package of money at home. You give me this, and this becomes yours. How? Through chalipin. He gave me this. I went like that, and now this bag becomes his. That's chalipin. But if this doesn't work, then it should be asur. Why? Because I'm only going to pay you back at a different time. It didn't happen simultaneously. The 103 and the 100 didn't transfer on the spot. Ishtik. He didn't know what to answer. So he himself explained to him. Reb Abu asked the question, explain to Ula. Let me explain to you. Dilma, I have an answer. Not only am I asking a question, it's a trick. I thought about the answer already. Here, what do you think about this answer, Ula? Dilma. We're talking about blanks. We're not talking about real money. The legal ayotiva, they don't have the depiction of whatever it is on the coin. No, b'prututois, b'prututois. No, we're not talking about prutos. Tutes. No. We're talking about blanks. The legal ayotiva, it's blank. It doesn't have a depiction. And therefore, I view both of them as fruit. They're not currency. It's a bunch of valuable stuff, valuable metal, but not currency. Therefore, chalipin does work. What are you telling me? You can't use this for chalipin? You're right. This is money. This is the real deal. Actually, people are confused. This is chocolate. I don't know if you... People came over to me afterwards. Well, what happened to the 10 shekel? It grew a little bit. No, this is Hanukkah gelt. Okay. Just in case. I don't want to... Chas shalom. So... Umishumachi, yes, it's probably more valuable in a way than... I think it has more... Chocolate has more value physically than that coin that's worthless. But, yeah, inherit that. Umishumachi, niknu b'chalibin, that's why it works. Amalei in, Ula love the pshat. He says, okay, great. Daikanami, diktani, yofa dinu traces. Yofa means it's worth, yofa. Not that it's a nice... Not dinner yofa in Hebrew. Dinner yofa means a nice coin. Yafa dinner means it's valued as a dinner. What? Yafa dinner. The Tani Yafa dinner traces. Like Tani dinner Yafa traces. Shmamina. Ravashi Yom Aloylam, B'damu Brutadais. We're talking about he's trying to do a Kenyan Kesef. He's trying to buy it with money, not with Chalipin like you thought. And you're right. We're talking about a bunch of blanks. Kivin the Islay, Nasa Koimer, Halveni Achiyavai. Since he has the money in his house somewhere else, the employer has money. He just doesn't have it with him in the marketplace. He wants to pay them right now. So, until find mafteach. So we had this yesterday. Rabbi say once again, the concept of saw b'sa. You're not permitted to borrow a certain amount of wheat on condition that you'll pay back a certain amount of wheat, the same amount of wheat. The same amount. Bowl for bowl. It's also why? Because the wheat could go up in value. But if I have some of that wheat at home, not the whole amount, some of it, mutter. Why? Because I'm allowed to do an immediate trade. One cup of wheat for your one cup of wheat. My cup is at home. I'm just waiting for my son to come with the key and unlock the safe. So mail over here also, I have money at home. We're doing a trade, and that's okay. As Tosfos, it's not okay because it's not a fair trade. I'm getting 103 and you gave me 100. That's ribbis d'oraisa. I'm waiting for him to come later with the key. Isn't that ribbis d'oraisa? Says Tosfos, no. Because the money changer gave you real money and you're giving him back blanks. So in Mela, that's not considered ribbis. I'm giving you something different. You're not giving him the same thing. Elomin acher. You're giving him some other type. In other words, blanks versus money. The dummy lemekachu memker says Tosfos. Now it's similar to a sale rather a loan. A loan means I'm taking 100, giving you back 103, but it's the same currency. No, over here it's a sale. I'm buying 103 blank coins for $100. That's different. Zogt the Gemara. Toshma. We had this sugya, mamish word for word in Kiddushin. If you weren't here, I feel bad for you. But it's a great sugya. The pashtus of the beginning of the Gemara, we understand that it means anything that is currency. Kolanase damim, here, damim. Currency. Ba'acher, my new matbea, coin. Ushma mina. Oh, nase, sorry, I skipped. Kolanase damim ba'acher, kimin shizocha zeh. Here, Zev, give this to me. If you give me a coin, this, whatever, this becomes yours. Okay? That becomes yours. It says, Kolanase damim ba'acher, if you use a coin, kimin shizocha zeh, since I was oichin the coin, I went like this, nischaim zeh b'chalipin, it became chalipin, we did a chalipin. So what do you see over here? You see that I could use a coin for chalipin. It's a big problem. Everybody just said you can't use a coin for chalipin. It's a coin. Zev just gave me this coin. I lifted up the coin. I used this as the instrument for chalipin, and it worked. No, this is the pshat. The exact opposite of what he thought. We're not using a coin for the kli, for the instrument. We're using anything else but a coin. Kol hanishoim damim ba'acher. Anything that you evaluate, this computer right over here, we are going to evaluate and see how much is this worth. A guy's going to say, this is 2 years old, it's shvach ha-maisis, it breaks down all the time. Oh, it's worth $100. Kol hanishoim damim, you evaluate it, meaning anything in the world. Any item in the world has evaluation. Besides what? Besides money. You thought we're talking about money? The exact opposite. We're talking about everything but money. Kivin shizochazen ischayv zeb chalipin daf mevavim beis sponsored by Kinnovations in honor of my uncle Rebbe Chanan Pressman and as a schus for Akiva Simcha ben Fego on Maine. Official mitzvah motivators in honor of the Lehmans for sponsoring Sfarim for the daily Ner Talmud learning and by the Gwertzman brothers for yours and our grandfathers Hachover Moshe ben Yerachmila Vashalom and Rabbi Eliezer Moshe ben Reb Shema Zatzal. We're getting there. So the Gemara. Achanam Yistabra makes a lot of sense. Midiktani Seifa. It says afterwards, Ketzad, give me a good example of something that we're going to do Chalipin with. Ketzad, Hichlef Shar Bepara. It doesn't even talk about money. You thought it's talking about money, so then why is the example not even talking about money? The example is two animals. You exchanged a bull for a cow. Oy chamar b'shar, or donkey for cow. Shmami no. Huh? Barter. Yeah, yichlev barter. Fine. Says Gemara Olmai, the Sola Gadai Demi Kori Matbeya, my Ketzad. The Gemara sometimes asks this question. What was your Hava Amina? Again, we thought that Zev gave me a coin and I went like this and I did a whole thing with money. And then I asked, give me a great example. And you tell me, oh, the example is we bartered a cow for a bull. How's that example? We're talking about money and all of a sudden you give me an example of a cow? You jumped to payros. So what was your Hava Amina that we're talking about a coin? Obviously, we weren't talking about a coin. My Ketzad. I don't have to give you an example of a coin. I just told you, if Zev gives me a coin and I did chalipin, oh, and what's another example? If Zev gave me a cow and I gave him a bull. I don't have to give you an example of coins when I already told you in the ratio what it's talking about. Okay, that's one pshat. But that's great, says the Gemara. Why am I giving you an example of a bull and a cow? Because you're permitted to do chalipin. I wouldn't call it barter right now, but I'm doing chalipin with animals because an animal is a fruit. It's very interesting because Tosis talks over here that an animal could be a kli. How's an animal a kli? Carries, it plows your field. It's a tractor. It's a kli. Says Tosfos, very interesting. So it comes out that on Shabbos, you might be able to, not Tosfos, but others say, Achrayim, if you're going to consider an animal a kli, which is very, like, interesting, is my dog at home a kli? What about my parrot? Is my parrot a kli? Kli! If my plowing ox is a kli, so my singing parrot is a kli. That's my radio. So I like to go on Shabbos with music. He sings, it's a singing parrot. So you're permitted to carry a kli, shemelach the lisser, letzarech gufay mekoymai. And this is letzarech gufay. I need the kli. It does me good. Maybe perhaps you could do it. Mamash chidushim, according to Tosis, you could turn an animal into a kli. Akbar the Gemara calls him a pri over here, not a kli. Ayin and Tosis. Says the Gemara, in Avperi, sorry. Eller, Rav Nachman, doma kli in Avperi loy. But according to Rav Nachman, you cannot do chalipin with fruit, with animals. Peri loy, chalipin. My ketzad. What kind of example is this? So the Gemara comes with a bomb answer. Something that hardly anybody in this room will recognize or know. There's a new Kenyan. Here goes. Let me show you. Something that we don't know about. This guy on the left sells a bull to the guy on the right for 100. The guy on the right is kind of the bull. He does a Kenyan. You hear him, Andy? There's something you didn't know about. So now the guy with the hat owes the guy on the left 100. Now the guy on the right, on the left, wants something from the guy on the right. The guy on the left, the guy without a hat, wants something from the guy on the right. So the guy on the right gives him a cow. Okay? The halacha is that that's a kinyan. That's a kinyan. Would you ever know that? Where's the kinyan here? The guy on the left didn't lift up the cow. The guy on the left didn't do chalipin. The guy on the left didn't pay for the cow. He owed the guy on the right $100. And the guy on the right says, you know, instead of you giving me $100, instead of me giving you $100, I'm going to give you a cow. That's a new chiddush. That's a new kind of kinyan. It's similar to chalipin. Not really. And that's what the Mishnah is saying. Ketzad, here's a new chiddush. Hichlif shor beparo, ichamar beshar. Yesh damim shem kechalipin, says the Gemara over here. There's money that works like chalipin. Ketzad, echlif dmei shor beparo. The money, not, you didn't just trade a cow for a bull. You traded the money I owe you for that cow for the bull, or the whatever it is, the bull for the cow. Or dmei chamar beshar. Why does that work? My time in the Rav Nachman, the reason why it works here is because I'm giving you money. I owe you money, I'm paying you with money. Why? How could I do that? Because in fact, money works as a kinyan midaraisa. Where do we see this? Says Rashi, I see this by Hegdish. It's mamish mefurish apostle. I give you money and I acquire from the Hegdish. I can redeem an object from Hegdish through money. The Torah says money works. Huh? Ah, okay. It's the different lashon a little bit. But Rashi says, I'm just saying what Rashi. Okay, so. So that's the answer why this story on the screen works. This idea that I owed you 100. Because money is kindness. But we all know that you cannot go to the store and pay with money and think that it worked, that you acquired something with the money. Money doesn't work. Why doesn't it work? It's Gzeira Chacham said, oh, but I want to pause here for a second. The Divrei Yisrael says, it says in the pasuk, "B'tzela chachma b'tzela kesef." So Rashi says that with chachma, learning Torah creates wealth. By coming to the daf, especially at hard times like today, Erev Chasana, missiles all night. Yeah? Seriously, this is not a joke. Guy slept less than 2 hours. I guarantee you, in the 2 hours he slept, Shvacha Maisis, Chassan in the house, all the guests in the house. He's here in the daf. Bemis, we have to take, I'm not joking, I'm not trying to whatever the lashon is. I'm not being machnif him. I'm saying, Bemis, we have to take. Rabbi Yisrael Halperin, I thought you turned off your phone. Do you know, here, give me your phone. Let me do it for you. That generation doesn't know how to do it. Off. You know what off means? Give it to a younger guy next to you. Ashi, take care of it, please. Anyways, let me start over. The Divrei Yisrael says in the positive, B'tzelah chachma, b'tzelah kesef. Rashi says, chachma creates wealth. Learning Torah in situations like today, when there's misses all night and a wedding at night and guests and everything, creates wealth. So that's what it says over in the Gemara. Dvar Torah, with Divrei Torah, mois koinois. That's how you make money, with Dvar Torah. So, somebody said something yesterday, so I remember this Maisa. The Panav Rosh Rav, he came to America and he gave a speech. Everybody knew the Panav Rosh Rav, what a great speaker. See, a lot of people jammed into the Bismarck and he's talking fire, gewaldic. And there's a kid there in the audience. So he asked the kid, he says, did you understand my speech? He goes, yeah, I understood that the Rav wants money. He says, he understood the speech better than anybody else. Says the Gemara. But I am not being meram as anything. The campaign is over, Baruch Hashem. Well, it's not never over, but we reached Baruch Hashem. Seriously, unbelievable. We reached 1.2 million. The oil could still send money in all year long. It's Beseder Gomer. But that wasn't a remez. The remez was something else. Says the Gemara. Dvar Torah Mois Koinah. So Amru Meshicha Koinah. So why in the world does the money not acquire? You need to do Meshicha. Gzer Hashem Yoimer Lo Nisrufu Chitecha Ba'aliyah. We always learned, not Rashi over here, but all over Shas, we always learned that if you say that money acquires, so I get my money for my wheat, now there's a fire in my warehouse, I don't care anymore, I already got paid, so I'm not going to go out of my way to help you. Rashi over here sticks in a little bit more, that if the price goes up, he'll benefit like that. Okay, whatever, the point is, we don't want the seller to gain over here or not work. So he said, just pull that wheat, make it yours, take it out of there, and then it becomes yours. Now, but why does this story over here with the two cows and everything, why does that work? I owed you $100, so how did the cow become mine? Because Umilsa de Shchicha Gazur Be Rabbanon. Rabbanon only said that money doesn't work. In a typical case, when you go to the makolot, you go to the store and you pay with money, that doesn't work. When I buy wheat, it doesn't work. Milsa de Shchicha Gazur Be Rabbanon. This story that I bought a bull and 2 days later I decided, you know what, I'll take a cow from you. That's something that happens once every 300 years. For that, we're not going to make a gzeira. Ulur Shlokish. What? We'll talk afterwards. I got to finish here. Why is it a mashkon? It's a chayv. It's a chayv. I'm using a chayv. Could I be mekadesh a woman with a chayv? Not. Yes. Different things. Now I'm using the chayv, the money I owe you, as the kinyan. Ulur Shlokish the Omar. Meshicha mufreshes min ha-Torah. Shlokish argues and says the opposite. Meshicha is the kinyan in the Torah. Hanicha is sover lo kerav sheishes. This is great if you hold a kerav sheishes that you could do chalipin with peres. Mitar is lo kerav sheishes. I'll say that it goes with chalipin. Eli is sover lo kerav nachman do amar peres. Lo yav de chalipin. What if you hold a kerav nachman that you cannot use fruits for chalipin? You can only use a kli like a shoe. Umad be'a lo ikani. And the currency doesn't work. How can you explain the Mishnah? See, obviously, Rish Lakish has the older Rav Sheshes that fruit does make chalib. Not very, very simple over here. Metatlin, I have a movable object, you have a movable object, we could trade and do chalib. Oh, so this is your Zev. I never worked somebody so hard in my life. TheChairMarket.com. We can go like that, and the king is chal. I get his back, he gets my back, Shalom Yisrael. Says Gemara. Oh, so we have a big problem. What's the problem? We just said, you can't do chalipin with money. Money doesn't work with chalipin. Either way, first of all, I can't use it as the object in the chalipin, I can't use it as the kli to do chalipin. Tir Gemara v'acha, b'diner aniko v'anigra. This bag is aniko. this bag is a Negro. We're doing a trade with two funny types of currencies. They're both not great. Echad shebesaltu malchus, vechad shebesaltu medina. This bag, the government said it's no good. What happens when the government says something's not good? People use it anyway, under the table, black market. Here in Israel, government says you're not allowed to use cash, period. There's the cash law here, right? Over 6,000 shekel, you're not allowed to do any deal. You can't buy a car with 7,000 shekel. Illegal. Do people listen to it? A lot of people listen to it, and a lot of people that don't listen to it. People buy apartments with cash. They come with suitcases, 2 million shekel. So we're not going to get into it, right? Why? Because it's also, so it's even more exciting to do it. Sometimes it's the people in the city that want to use it. I gave a mashal, Doylem didn't like it so much. Here in Mabit Shemesh, Tenagurot. You can't use Tenagurot here. Who's going to take it, accept it? Yeah, the government said it's great. We don't like it. We don't even like half shekels. Maybe shekels. Yeah? You ever used a half a shekel in your life? You ever went to the store? What are you going to do with Tenagurot? Sometimes people throw it out here in Ramah Aleph. I don't know. Shouldn't. So it's Pesach to Medina.
You don't pick it up.
You don't throw it. It takes up time. It takes up a lot of room. And it's a mamish waste. Says Gemara Tzricha. It's like a penny, right? Says Gemara Tzricha. We're saying a story that I have a bag of money that the government said I shouldn't use, and you have a bag that the city said you shouldn't use. The people said. So a very simple Tzrichusa, and then we're finished. The government said don't use it, so you can't use it anywhere. But if people decide it's no good, the Sagal Medina Achriti, in Yerushalayim, they use Tenagurot all day long. I would say, but okay, since in another city they do use it, so it's considered currency. Currency does not work by me trading a bag with Zev. And if I say that the people decide it's no good, nobody uses it at all, not even under the table, not in the black market. But when the government decides it's no good, people do use it under the table. So therefore, it's still considered perhaps a coin. You should know it's not a coin. Rabbi Isai, have a wonderful day. Psuras Toivos.